shop our way out of this economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with some news this morning on consumer spending. The warehouse chain BJ's Wholesale Club says same-store sales last quarter were up 8% from last year. Abercrombie & Fitch showed strong sales this morning as well. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us now live with more. Bob, an 8% climb at BJ's Wholesale. Is consumer spending looking like a bright spot?
Well, I hate to be the pessimist today, Jeremy, but take a closer look, and much of BJ's sales rise reflects the higher cost of the gasoline it sold. Abercrombie & Fitch is out with a better picture. Its second quarter sales were up 12%. This, of course, comes on the heels of yesterday's all-important sales numbers from the country's biggest retailer. Walmart's U.S. sales were down slightly. Now, we heard from the Commerce Department earlier this week that retail sales were up, kicking off the new quarter by the most in 4 months. But, of course, that was before consumer confidence readings plunged along with the stock market.
And Bob, we always hear that consumer spending is so critical to the economy that it accounts for 70% of the whole economy. So does the fact that at least some retailers are reporting strong earnings bode well for the economy as a whole?
Well, the picture's still fuzzy on that, too. On the one hand, Walmart says its shoppers are stretching their budgets, buying cheaper labels. And BJ's announcement this hour, like Walmart yesterday, stresses the importance of expense savings. Now, that can be code for cutting back on inventory, squeezing more out of the workers you have. So this might not equate to more jobs. Earlier this week, investors were pumping up shares of consumer discretionary companies, though, things like the household goods maker Procter & Gamble. So there, at least, the market has been signaling some confidence.
Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Well, one of the big things we consumers spend money on is health care. Spending on doctors, medicines, hospitals, and insurance claims a quarter of the country's GDP. As we continue our special coverage breakdown, our economy one step at a time, Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports on the effect the slow economic recovery is having on healthcare spending.
The phenomenal rise in healthcare spending has tapered off over the past couple years. Seems like a good thing, right? Jerry Jasinowski, who used to be president of the National Association of Manufacturers, says not necessarily.
Some companies have reduced their health costs, but that's only because they've hired less because they were uncertain about the recovery.
Uncertainty that's also forcing companies to delay reforms of health benefits, like offering workers incentives for preventive care. But as workers lose their jobs and drop out of employer-provided insurance, governments have to pick up the slack.
States face a double whammy when the economy is bad in that more people need Medicaid and they have fewer resources to provide it.
Judy Fader is a Georgetown University healthcare professor. She says thanks to reforms, government healthcare spending has become more efficient.
Medicare is doing its job to slow cost growth, and we need to extend that kind of efficiency to the rest of the system, meaning private healthcare spending.
There's another silver lining from the focus on government austerity. Princeton health economist Uwe Reinhardt says it allows Congress to say no to powerful lobbyists like hospitals, doctors, and drug makers.
Congress now probably has a lot more spine and say, look, we'd like to help you folks, but look at this deficit. We got to think of the future and then our kids.
Reinhardt says resisting what he calls the K Street insurgents will go a long way to bring down health care's drag on the economy. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, down a fraction of a percent in London right now, up about a percent in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 76 points to close at 11,405.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
If you think it's tough to fix this economy with divided government, try doing it with multiple governments. That's what European leaders are grappling with. And after a meeting yesterday between the leaders of Germany and France, the question is, would a more united Europe help the global economy? Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us now from London with more. Stephen, first tell us what came out of this meeting yesterday.
A plan for what they call an economic government for the 17 countries in the Eurozone. The 17 leaders would meet at least twice a year and, we're told, coordinate the economies and the public spending of the 17 countries to avoid the sort of huge deficits we've seen in Greece, Ireland and Portugal.
So more coordination. Is this the United States of Europe that people have been talking about for years, Stephen?
It's a very small tentative step down that road, and it doesn't really deal with the present debt crisis. Investors are certainly underwhelmed by it, says Steve Barrow, currency strategist at Standard Bank.
We've heard all this sort of thing before from Eurozone leaders about closer integration, cooperation. It's not worked in the past, and I don't think it will work now.
Investors want something a lot more concrete. They want the Eurozone leaders to show us the money. They want to know that the bailout fund's going to be increased so it can bail out Spain and Italy if need be. Or they want euro bonds. They want one type of government bond issued across the whole of the Eurozone, backed by the whole of the Eurozone. That would be a much bigger step to down the road towards the United States of Europe. France and Germany haven't taken that step, however, because there's so much public opposition to it, especially in Germany, which would pick up much of the tab.
Marketplace's Jerry Maguire, rather Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Jeremy.
And finally, according to the largest pet insurance company in the UK, plastic surgery claims have gone up 25% over the last 3 years. Plastic surgery for pets. Now, in fairness, most of it is medical, not cosmetic, but not all. Some dogs have undergone chin lifts to curb excessive drooling and facelifts to help with eyelids that droop too much.
You know what? I'm happy.
If Droopy is happy, then I am happy. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Small businesses create most of the new jobs in this country. Lose them, too, when they go under. So how to know a business is going to stick?
If a business owner shows that, yes, not only did I pay myself, but I paid a couple of other employees, you are really destined for success.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the business side of the economy. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.